Hebrews 1. God, having spoken in many parts and in many ways formerly to the fathers in the prophets, at the end of these days has spoken to us in the person of the Son, whom he has established heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who, being the effulgence of his glory and the expression of his substance, and upholding all things by the word of his power, having made by himself the purification of sins, set himself down on the right hand of the greatness on high, taking a place by so much better than the angels, as he inherits a name more excellent than they. For to which of the angels said he ever, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him for father, and he shall be to me for son. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the habitable world, he says, And let all God's angels worship him. And as to the angels, he says, Who makes his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But as to the Son, Thy throne, O God, is to the age of the age, and a scepter of uprightness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness, and hast hated lawlessness. Therefore God, thy God, has anointed thee with oil of gladness above thy companions. And thou in the beginning, Lord, hast founded the earth, and works of thy hands are the heavens. They shall perish, but thou continuest still, and they all shall grow old as a garment, and as a covering shalt thou roll them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But as to which of the angels said he ever, Sit at my right hand until I put thine enemies as footstool of thy feet? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent out for service on account of those who shall inherit salvation?